clear Putnell around 16-7. Thursday, warming up
7-8-2.
Showers and thunderstorms. Thursday, WGH Weber 7-8-8. Seasonal high. Midnight, mostly clear Putnell around 16-7. Thursday, warming up
7-8-2.
Showers and thunderstorms. WGH Weber 7-8-8. Seasonal high.
This Wednesday, September the 15th, 2021, and still working on these problems. 19 minutes past the hour, joined in studio by Glenn Coble here. Glenn, what an interesting morning it's been so far.
Well, we're going to have to tell our listeners to just crank up their volume. For some reason or other, your volume out of the transmitter is way low.
Yeah, and it's
the
only
quality's fine.
Only through the browser.
Huh.
If you play any other thing, it's fine. We have a caller. Go ahead, caller.
What an interesting morning it's been so far. Well, we're going to have to tell our...
Hello, caller?
Yeah, you're not coming in clearly for some reason.
Yeah, it sounds faint, doesn't it?
It's coming in. Just barely hear you, and I got volume turned up real high.
Yeah, we're working on it. Stick with us.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, see, here's the thing. Now... I think one of the problems with what we just did was we're operating off of a delay. Like when I turned that up.
I hear you. I got volume turned up real high.
Yeah, we're working on it. Stick with us.
Thank you.
Okay. Now see, here's the thing. Now, I think one of the problems with what we just did was we're operating off of a delay. Like when I turned that up.
I hear you. I got volume turned up real.
There we go. And then you get into the double talk if you leave that there. So, this is where we are, Glenn.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's definitely that, an interesting morning. So, what's coming up today at noon?
We're going to talk about the weird stuff that's going on in the government, including the possible rally. Well, apparently there's going to be a rally this weekend, a Trump rally. They're doing all sorts of things with the... they're trying to get the voter the stuff that that the Republican Party is passing to limit the voters. They're trying to get a bill through Congress that will override that on all the state things. And so I'm sure that Dr. Feynman's going to have all sorts of ideas. I hope he can get through, and I hope our sound is... I know that people are having to turn their volume way up so that they can hear us. Well, while I was driving over here, the volume was way down, but the quality was fine. And so apparently it's just our volume. So if you turn your volume up, of course, you're going to get a terrible scare when we figure out what's going on and we get it.
It'll blow right through.
Yeah.
It'll blow right through like nobody's business. So
is it Sarah that drives the bus and has it on in her bus? Be careful, because when the volume comes up, it's going to scare you.
Well, you know, I don't even know at this point... if Sarah can...
Even hear you?
Well, hear us at this point, because so much noise on the bus, how would you be able to do that?
Well, if she's got the volume cranked up, maybe.
You know, this is... It's very strange, because there are a lot of ways, apparently, that this has happened before.
Okay.
You know, reasons for this.
Well, now, we did have a terrible lightning storm go through. About 1:30, something like that. It was so... loud. My dog doesn't usually seem to be frightened of thunder if it's in the distance, but it was right overhead, and maybe we got fried a little bit. I'm not a technical guy.
The computer did restart, so I mean, that we know.
Okay.
And I think this is where the problem lays this morning, is that the computer restarted, and for some reason when it did, the browser volume went a lot lower than what we need it to.
Yes.
That's what's happened.
Okay. Easy for you to say.
Well, so far, as I try to figure out the fix for this.
Well, I had a bit of an accident over the weekend.
Uh-oh.
And the lady told me I had to send pictures to my insurance place and stuff like that, and gave me a link, and that was great, and I got on the link and went right to it, and as I'm working through, all of a sudden it just decided not to go any further. And so I tried again and again and again and again. So I called the lady up and I said, I don't have any of my grandchildren around to teach me how to use these computers. What can I do? So she took care of it, thankfully, for me. But nobody was hurt.
Well, what happened?
Well, you know, there are a bunch of lanes out there by Walmart and, you know, out that way. And I was in the center lane and decided I wanted to turn into Walmart, you know, where the left turn lane is. I looked in my rearview mirror and turned on my turn signal and started to move into the left lane, and wham! Somebody ran into my mirror and the side of my front corner of my car, and anyway, it wasn't terrible, and there wasn't too much damage. There is, you know, once the insurance people get a hold of it, it's going to go waste several thousand dollars, but it wasn't too bad. But the policeman that came by, since no witnesses stopped, thank you very much, I thought maybe the guy that hit me might have goosed it because the turn signal light was getting ready to change, and that's why he hit me, because I looked in the rear view or in the side mirror and didn't see anybody coming. And I told the policeman that, and as we're going along, he said, well, might he have been in your blind space? I said, I have a blind space mirror and a regular side mirror. And he said, but might he have been in the blind space? So I think he was fishing for me to say yes. So I went ahead and I said, well, he might have been. I don't think he was, but he might have been. And that was enough for the policeman to give me the ticket.
So they found you at fault?
Yes, they found me at fault.
Oh, you would never make it through traffic court at this point.
It annoys me to have to pay over $100 fine for... I really thought I was being very careful. But the worst part about the whole thing is, at my age, people are always saying, well, you're too old. You know, they don't say this to me, but they say old people shouldn't drive. And it says... it makes me really start to concern. Do I have the abilities to continue driving? And yeah, I'm absolutely positive I do. So last night we drove down to Worthington, had no problems, except for I was frightened to death when cars passed me. As a matter of fact, I had several people pass me in that lane when we were down there really fast. So that just sort of reinforced the idea that maybe this gentleman was driving a little too fast, but he may not have been, and I'll take the blame.
You know, okay. With the moment when you were hit, what did you feel like?
It was such a loud crash. I mean, the noise was really loud. I was kind of shocked. Shock. I couldn't believe what had happened. Well, I didn't even realize I had been hit. I just heard the crash and saw my mirror was turned around backwards, and the side mirror. And the first thing I did is I stopped and I got out of the car and walked back to, and asked the gentleman if he was hurt, and he was fine, so was I. And I said, we probably ought to get out of traffic. And that probably was not a good idea. I should have left us right there in that lane, because we moved over into the Walmart parking lot and everybody else left. So I lost any witnesses that I may have had. But we moved over into the parking lot, and I asked if he had his license or his insurance stuff, and we we're getting ready to do that. And I said, I better call the police. And I called the police and told them, and they said they'd come out. And almost the first thing he said to me is, this is terrible. I just had this vehicle in to have that same fender repaired from a previous accident. Now, I haven't had an accident in over 30 years, so I'm thinking to myself, this is kind of crazy. This guy has multiple accidents, and I'm going to get blamed for this.
So, 30 years, what was the last accident like?
I don't even remember. It was so long. I don't even remember having the accident. It was, I was driving a Ford Fairlane. No, a Ford,
and I'm going to get blamed for this.
Really little.
So, 30 years, what was the last accident like?
One of those really old Ford little cars. Ford, what was it? Anyway, it doesn't make any difference. It was a long time ago. I was in college. At the end of my college, and my college lasted 9 years, so
30 years. What was the last?
Hey, it sounds like our sound is coming up.
You know, it sounds okay coming through this computer,
through the monitor. Yeah,
yeah. But for some reason, the tower computer, which puts it out to everything, something with that browser has caused some kind of audio issue. But everything else works up there.
That's weird.
Anything else you play up there works just fine.
Maybe the browser up there got fried. I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, the computer's working okay. I don't know if the browser would get nailed.
I know nothing. you can put all I know about a computer in a thimble.
Well, it's fascinating to look at this, though.
What it is?
Well, it's not fun, but it's fascinating.
It's irritating, and... I was surprised when I came to work and it was perfectly fine, but very quiet. Oh well, hopefully we'll get things rolling here sometime. And
well, herein lies the problem, and I like I said, I'm very confused on why this is, because there's really no sensible reason. The browser should be playing low than everything else.
Well, there is no sensible reason at all for computers. Let's face it. I had to take my computer out to a repair place because I went to bed one night and it was working fine. I woke up the next morning and it said it couldn't find my DNS, whatever that is, and data network system or something like that. And so I took it to the computer fix-it guy. And he said, well, I've never seen that before, which gave me a lot of confidence. And so he started punching a bunch of buttons. And, it didn't respond to this. It didn't respond to that. And after about 10 minutes, maybe 15, he said, oh, we got it. And he just had punched a bunch of buttons and finally got the thing to work, much like you're doing right now. And as he got it to work... I said, I shouldn't have done this, but I said, well, how much do I owe you?
Oh, that's not good.
No, it cost me $50 to have a bunch of buttons pushed. But
you sort of should have just said thank you and moved along.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not that kind of guy. I was taught better.
You want to pay people for their work.
Yeah,
and
he deserved it. And quite frankly, I'm glad he fixed it. I was unable to use it, so the computer only cost $220, so $50 was a quarter of what the thing cost, or a fifth of what the thing cost. So I was a little miffed about the price of 15 minutes, but we got it done.
We got a call. Let's take this. Go ahead, caller.
You're double talking.
Oh, we're double talking again?
Yes.
Okay, well, we're going to keep on moving here. Okay.
Thanks, Bob.
Well, I hear that we're coming in there, at least, in the background.
Yeah. But we're double talking.
We were double talking. Yes, we were.
Pretending like we were politicians. Double talking.
Well, does this sound loud right here? Because that's a question that I have. How does this sound at this particular point?
So give us a call, Bob.
Yeah, give us a call. I think we got rid of the double talk there, but how does it sound at this particular point right here? You know, the only thing I can possibly think of is, well, I don't know. I've never seen a problem like that because, look, if you play a sound effect, Like, let's say, I'll give you a sound effect here.
Okay.
If we play a sound effect, like the sensor beep.
Okay.
Okay, watch this. This will sound fine. Maybe it'll sound fine.
It'll take 30 seconds.
It'll take 30 seconds, but we'll get there. Here we go. Oh, I actually have to turn it up. Sound effect. Like the sensor beep.
Like the sensor beep.
Okay.
Okay, watch this.
Yeah.
Sound See, that fine. Sounds fine.
Weird. We have some weird gremlins up there in our computer.
That is weird. And how do you fix those gremlins? Okay, this is actually the sensor beep from the tower. You'll notice a big difference here momentarily as we're still talking. Okay, let's see here. Where's the sensor beep? Come on up. You know, what a day, Glenn.
It is a weird day so far.
Okay, let's see here. Well, now apparently the sensor beep does not want to play.
Pretty weird. That's the problem I was having with my computer. I was doing stuff, trying to get it to work. I followed all the instructions for how to connect my DNS or whatever it was. And the more I did it, the more I thought, I'm going to really mess this computer up. Oh, got a phone call.
We do. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Shaw.
Hey, Chip, how's it going? I hear your radio loud and clear.
It's good.
The more I did it, the more I thought.
Now, are we sounding quiet this morning?
Yes.
Yeah, we are sounding quiet. But you just have your radio cranked up. Are you listening on your cell phone?
Yes.
Listening on the cell phone?
Hear your radio loud and clear.
It's good.
The more I did it, the more I
thought. So what's new with you, Chip?
Yes.
Nothing at all, huh?
No.
My
goodness. Made Golden Gumball last night.
What's that?
Made Golden Gumball last night.
Yeah, there was quite a storm last night. Did you make it through okay?
Yes.
Well, that's good to hear.
You made Bag of Lamont again.
What's that?
Made Bag of the Month again.
Oh, you're Beggar of the Month?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Congratulations, Chip.
Yes.
I'm glad that things are going well that way.
Yes.
So how did you get Beggar of the Month?
Well, they get good.
Well, that's good. Well, I tell you, Chip, it's good to hear from you.
Did you get a medal for it, Chip?
No, that's good.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Be proud.
Well, stay out there, Chip, and let us know if anything goes on.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Our friend Chip over at
Kroger.
Boy, there was about a bazillion things playing there in the background. Now, it's interesting. I have restarted the tower. Because when in doubt, just restart everything.
Yeah, I notice it's off the air.
It's off the air right now. But TuneIn is not off the air.
Okay.
TuneIn's still playing and all that. So we'll wait to see if the tower does come back up. Oh, it did! Now, see, that makes me feel good.
Okay. Well, okay. Now, I noticed that our play on, you know, the little button that we have on it was still running fine, and the volume was fine on it. So, listen online.
We're going to try to check back in now to the tower.
Okay.
And see if anything is better than perhaps it was this morning. Although, I don't know how it could get much worse at this particular point. Well,
since we're off the air.
Since we're off the air, you know, it really, at this particular point, there isn't much worse. But I'm going to try this time to open up with this other Explorer just to see if this makes any difference. You know, inquiring minds want to know. This is why you got to have the TuneIn app.
Yeah. So if you're listening to us on TuneIn or listen on air or on online, those two apps, they just keep on going.
Well, here's something should come in a moment.
All right. Yep, came back up on the radio, but it's the same low volume.
Same low volume.
Yeah.
For whatever reason. That is the strangest thing.
Well, you know, when I was working radio a long time ago, you were required by law to have a first phone radio engineer. on duty. Now, I was one, but I didn't know what I was doing. I had gotten it through a cram school. But you were required by law to have an engineer on duty to repair things like this. But anymore, we don't have that requirement. As a matter of fact, I don't think you even are required to have an engineer under contract, are you? I think
not through those stuff. No, but you know, I don't even know if they would be able to fix a problem like this because it's a computer problem.
Yeah.
It's not a phone problem. How much did those licenses cost back in those days?
Well, it cost me about $500 to go to the cram school to get it, but it increased my salary. I think I used it for probably about 2 years at a radio station outside of Chicago, and it increased my salary probably $100 a month. So it paid for itself.
So. Well, that does help.
Yep.
All right. Let's see if we can get...
getting another call in.
We are getting another call in here. If we can get everything worked out there. Okay. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah. I lost you there for about a minute or so completely.
Yeah.
And now I had to bring you back up to full blast and just barely getting you out.
Yeah.
So it's less loud than it was before.
Well, it was. Then you went completely out. Huh. And then I ran on full blast and I just barely hit the two.
This is what you call community radio. We're all fixing
it. No, I'm a radio, and I've been playing with the radio all morning.
Yeah.
I need you right in.
Yeah, it's definitely a browser issue, but what issue it is with the browser?
Yeah, when you turn that browser on, it goes off real loud. Then I gotta get up and turn it down. And then when the browser's off, then I gotta turn it back on up again and over the area. Right now, you're really coming in, and I got it on full blast.
Right now, we're coming in at full blast.
No, barely.
Yeah, but I can barely hear you, though.
He's got it cranked up to full blast. But
we're not coming in.
I radio, because I've been playing around with it all morning trying to get you guys picked up.
Well, so, we're here.
Yeah, you're there.
And Scott's hurting his fingers on.
I'm going to get you. I got to turn it up full blast.
Well, we're working, so stay with us.
Yep.
Okay.
Thanks, Bob.
All right, and again, phone lines are open. It just, you know, that a browser would put off such a much lower sound is really an oddity. Because I don't know that there would be any real reason for that to happen.
And you did try to change the browser, right?
Yeah, I've used different browsers here this morning, and it does not seem to matter for whatever reason. But if you play anything else, like I'll show you here again, you'll hear it loud, so get ready at home. You're going to get a little blast here because this is all coming off the same system, I guess is what I should say. If you go here now and you click in here and you go over to, let's see here, where can I place something?
Meanwhile, Scott is feverishly looking at the
here it is. Get ready for this.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
See, that's as loud as could be.
Amazing.
Now, that's the level we should be at.
Yeah.
But why that is that we're not, I do not understand. Because that's coming off the same sound on the same computer.
Well, I heard Adam talking to you earlier, so maybe our computer guy can figure out why that is happening. He's at home, I assume. And you keep changing things, trying to get something. I'm kind of vamping here while he's doing all this stuff. Because I know you people that are online listening on our online live thing. You can hear us fine, but it's the people that are listening over the air that are not able to hear us nearly as well. But
Nicely as we would like.
Yeah. Make sure if you crank, like Bob, if you crank your volume up, you should be able to hear us. It won't be great, but you'll hear us. And then when we come When we do that, we'll scare the daylights out of you.
Boy, we hope so.
Oh,
but, you know, right there, everything's fine. So it's not even the speaker on the computer up there. It's just something about that browser is what we've narrowed it down to. The browser's on the computer. And that's pretty much it.
So you're not going to climb up the tower, huh?
Well, I don't think it's the issue here.
No,
for once, the tower is not our particular issue.
Yeah, I took a different route to get to work this morning so that I could look at the tower, and it doesn't look like it was hit with lightning or anything. It may have been, but everything looked up and down. One of them was a little bent, but wind can do that, so I don't know.
You know, it's a little frustrating in a way, but there are worse problems to have.
Yeah, yeah. Like getting hit in your car. That's
that's true. That experienced that here.
And since the policeman told me that I was at fault.
But you're really stuck on that. He told you
yeah,
you were
I was
at fault.
I was very annoyed. But I didn't show it. I didn't act it. I tried to be civil and kind. The policeman was doing his job. I did thank him for his service. And then after I did that, I thought, well, I'm an Army guy, and I don't like people to thank me for my service because my service was during Vietnam, and I was singing in the Army field band in Washington, D.C. But I did thank him, and it was very civil. And it's just that as I started to think about all the things that went on, and I was absolutely positive I had looked in the side mirror, and I have a blind spot mirror, which I would have glanced at. I'm absolutely certain. I don't know that for sure, but it just kind of makes you question whether you really have all your facilities still or not. And that's what irritated me more than anything. Not being confident that I was a good driver. I have, like I told you earlier, I've only had one accident that I could remember. And that was my fault. I ran into the back of somebody while I was looking at a young lady on the side of the road.
That sounds about right. Now,
yeah.
What year was this?
Back in 60-something. I was in college. It was pre-Carol. It was before I got married, and I was staring at a young... well, not staring, but I was driving down on campus. I was driving down the road very slowly. Oh, Ford Falcon, that was what I was driving. I couldn't remember the name of it. And it was made out of probably the thinnest tin that they're allowed to make a car out of. And this girl's, okay, I'm going to admit it, this girl's dress blew up a little bit, and I stared, looked over, and wham, I ran right into the back of a car that was stopped at a stop sign. So, yeah, that was definitely my fault. And something that probably wouldn't happen to me now. I don't know. Is every once in a while I do have a moment where I check a young lady out, but not with the type of fervor that I had that day.
Well, that's a little terrible there, Glenn.
I'm sorry. I was a bad boy.
I did not know that we were having this sort of an issue.
You mean with the transmitter or with...
Well, with what you were doing
Glenn
there.
Yeah. My younger days were, I'm not totally proud of them. I didn't do anything really bad, but, you know, I was a typical young person. A young male.
Well, you know what, I just figured a volume here, a volume issue.
Okay.
We'll see if this does anything.
Okay.
People are calling to tell us we're off the air.
Yeah.
But that's okay. You know what, because... Hold on one second here, because I'm going to try... Because apparently this allows us to up our volume.
Oh.
Which, I've never heard of this tool before, but why not at this particular point? We've tried everything else. Well, what is this?
You're back on the air, it sounds like.
We are on the air, but I'm trying to figure out where that thing was that I just saw... That allowed us to mess with the volume a little bit. I thought it was right here.
It went away. That's what computers do. They tease you.
Now, how is this... Oh, Glenn. What a day. Now, where in the world was that? I just was dealing with it a second ago.
Well, while you're wondering, I'll... Oh, hello.
There's that again. That works just fine.
And it does sound... That sounded louder.
Well, yeah, that does sound loud, and that's the weird thing of this, is that certain things are sounding okay.
Hey, by the way, we're going to have, if anybody can hear me, we're going to have Fred Malone on Thursday. I'm looking forward to having Fred on. Fred and I are talking about, we're in the process of talking about old movies, and Fred knows everything about everything. I love Fred. He's a he has a wealth of knowledge. I'm just a mouthpiece, and he does all the talking. Well, I'm just a leader, and he does all the talking. How's that sound? But we're going to be talking about old movies like, well, last time we talked about Citizen Kane. We've talked about, well, all the old movies. You remember of probably between the 20s and the 60s. We're going to go probably through the 60s, probably not in deeply into the 70s. Most of our audience probably knows all the stuff from the 70s and on, so we're going to just talk about the early stuff. Stuff even before Fred and I were on this earth, so it'll be a good day.
So a while ago.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Have you ever seen any of the old German movies from the 20s? They're scary.
Well, you know, it seemed like the Germans were always depicted as awful, awful people.
Yeah, well,
and maybe they should have been.
Their movies were terrible. Yeah.
Well, I think, you know, they were not the nicest bunch at the time.
Well, the cabinet of Dr. Caligari, I believe, is German. I may be wrong. But there are a lot of movies from that era that deal with a lot of murder and mayhem. I use that because it was alliterate, you know, murder and mayhem.
Murder and mayhem.
Yes, I was trying to make people think that I'm smart, even though I've already admitted that I'm not. One of the things my mother used to say is, if you don't open your mouth, people won't know how stupid you are.
Well, that's an interesting saying from a mother.
Well, you know, Mom knew me pretty well.
So Mom knew what she was talking about.
Yeah, Mom knew what she was talking about. I came from a very smart family. My mother went to a very very famous and fashionable Eastern girls' college, and my dad went to Boston University, Harvard, and Butler, and so I was supposed to be smart, but I think she realized that I wasn't nearly as smart as the rest of the family. My sister graduated from high school when she was 16, so unfortunately, I didn't get those smart genes.
Well, you know, the one thing I'm happy is that we are on the air.
Yeah. Yeah, and it, I went out and listened on the car phone or car radio, and it sounded fine as long as I could turn it way up. But my radio and my car won't go way up. But anyway,
on at this point.
I listened all the way from home to work, and it sounded fine, except for it was just real quiet.
So you could get us up loud. It just took a minute.
No, I never could get us up loud because I have a governor on my radio volume that won't allow me to go above 12, so I couldn't crank it way up, but I could hear us fine. It was just kind of about one quarter of the level that I usually am able to listen to.
But you could make out what we were saying.
Oh, absolutely, and it was very clear. No static, no bad sounds or anything, no multiple voices. Like Bob called in and said he was hearing for a short time there, and it was fine, but I just couldn't get it loud enough for my...
Well, I think we have had those this morning where there has been a little bit of double talk,
yeah,
unfortunately.
Yeah.
But, you know, it seems to be coming through on every other browser and every other thing, which is what makes it so odd.
Yeah, it is kind of odd. And I say that without any knowledge of computerism.
Well, because on other computer, like right now, we're playing on this computer. No, it seems to be coming through on every other browser, and we're just fine. So why on that particular computer, some setting has either been changed or messed up or what, I really have no idea.
I bet the lightning got hit close. Well, I know it hit close. I live less than a mile from here. and it hit right out in the direction, actually, of the tower. I saw and heard it hit maybe about the distance away as the tower is. But it took about 2 seconds for me after the flash to hear the sound. And it was quite loud, and the flash seemed to come from the direction of where the tower is. And the more I think about it, maybe we did get a little fried in, or just it jumbled up the settings.
It'd be a minor fry. Yeah. Go ahead, caller.
Hey,
Chuck. Yeah?
Yeah. Well, I'm holding my phone up to the radio, and see if you can hear this.
Okay.
Well, we got to keep talking, probably, don't we?
Well, there we are.
Well, I can't hear it because you haven't got my monitor on.
You're going in and out.
Well, yeah. Well, that was me fooling around with something. Is it pretty continuous right now?
Yeah.
We're gonna have to pay Bob for our being our engineer.
Our engineer this morning. Yeah. We're gonna deal with the engineer department.
Yeah. He'll take it.
Yeah, I do hear that. Now, what is that?
I'm on the station, and it's been that way. And you stand in the background, you don't want to turn out. And then when you put the browser on, they can jump in loud and clear. But it takes you let it off, and it's well written.
Well, we'll keep working on it here, Bob, and hopefully we'll get to something. Keep the updates coming, because I really don't know what caused all that. I'm sure it was the computer restarting in the middle of the night. There's no doubt in my mind that that's where this problem lays at this particular point.
That's what happens to me in the middle of the night when my dog gets me up at 3 o'clock and makes me walk him. And my brain is a little bit fried when I wake up, so maybe the brain of our computer is a little discombobulated.
Well, it's, I wonder if this is just WWGH. See, I'm trying, there's one last thing to check here to see if this might be the problem.
Oh, there's the phone.
Oh, boy. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I don't hear you at all on radio now. I did hear you faintly, but don't hear anything now.
Well, let me check into that.
Thanks for calling
in. Can you hear us a little bit on the radio in there, Glenn?
No.
No, not at all. No. Well, that's a bad sign. What a morning this has been. This will be one of those mornings we never forget. We will try to forget this morning forever, but we will never forget this morning.
There's a tiny sound, but it's way low.
All right, let me try this thing here. Oh, holy Moses. Okay, maybe that's a little louder.
I can hear it a touch better now.
Well, that's what we're looking for. We're looking for a touch here and there. Because there are certain places where the touch is not working. So any other things in causing a wreck that's on your mind?
Well, it's going to cost me, let's see. I think I figured it out the other night. It'll be about, even with all my insurance, it's going to cost me over $700. I have a $500 deductible. I have to pay a $138 fine, and there are a few odds and ends. I can't find my hubcap.
You lost your hubcap.
Yeah, he knocked the hubcap off my car, and he told me that he saw it rolling down the middle of the street, so I went back not too long after the accident and went out to look at the street, thought maybe somebody would pick it up and throw it on the side of the road, but I think what somebody did is they didn't want it to be cause any other accident or cause any problems.
I went so back not too
down,
long after
it up
the
was
act.
Written in the back of their car and because it was nowhere to be found.
Now, people out there listening, I'm going to disconnect us just for a minute here, and we should start back up momentarily. Let's see if this might be the problem. But you should still be able to hear us on TuneIn and all those things.
Okay.
But this is just us restarting the... it's going to stop our server in about 37 seconds.
Okay.
So I'm going to see if restarting the server might knock that browser into shape.
Okay.
That's the only other thing I can think that we have not restarted this morning.
Okay. Well, let's restart her.
Other than that, I don't know. We're out the window.
If not, I'm going to call Dr. Feynman, or when he calls in, I'm going to tell him...
Talk loud.
We'll either talk loud or we'll do it some other day.
Well, but the recording will be fine.
Yeah, okay.
And on TuneIn, it'll be fine.
Okay.
The only issue we're having is just this one over-the-air computer.
Gotcha.
We're going to stop in 5 seconds, which then will allow us to restart in a... Yeah, now we can restart it.
And we're still on the TuneIn app, though. So, hi, everybody.
Now we'll be restarted in 45 seconds.
So, our talking is to the people outside of the listening area.
Which there are a lot of those, and those are coming in fine this morning.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of people in Marion that are listening to us that way. So, this may be a very boring morning for you, listening to us chatter.
Oh, it could be. It could be. It could be one of those mornings.
Yeah.
But maybe, you know, this will kickstart something. You know, sometimes there are glitches in programs, and maybe it's because this ran all night. For some reason, it's having some effect on that browser up there.
Okay. Well,
now, Bob will probably call us momentarily and say, where are you? Well, there you go.
There he is.
There he is. Okay. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott. I just lost you on TuneIn.
It should be coming back in momentarily.
Okay.
Let me know when you get it back.
I will do that.
Okay. Actually, it should be back in now, I believe.
Okay. But won't there be a 30-second delay on that, too?
I think we should be back in, unless this was knocked off over here. Oh, Glenn, the fun we're having. Who could have this kind of fun?
I hear nothing on the other radio, by the way, so we haven't come back yet. On the air.
Well, we're reconnected there. And
I think if you fiddle long enough, you can blow us off the air permanently.
Yeah, really knock us off the air. Really create a problem. Well, maybe it's because I don't have... Oh, well, I think I'm working on the... Well, this is silly of me. This might be the problem. Maybe.
Let's hope.
Don't hold your breath. But,
Those of you who are listening online, you ought to come on in and watch Scott work. He is feverishly working.
Now, I wonder if we're back up on TuneIn. If we're back up on TuneIn, give us a buzz here. 740-383-9944. It sounds like we're back up in there. I hear us talking about something. And the stream is back up. At this particular point.
Yeah, I'm hearing it on our radio now.
9944. TuneIn's back up?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, TuneIn's back up. So there's that.
It's not very good, but it's a little scratchy.
Go ahead, caller.
You're back up on TuneIn.
Thank you.
Sure. Bye.
All right. Well, TuneIn's working again, but for whatever reason,
I sound really good.
Well, I tell you what, that's all that matters, then. We're going to take a break. Be back.
Well, Ed Sullivan had his 11th anniversary, and I happened to be on the show. And he says to me, Shecky, you're not going to mess up on his show, are you? I said, no, Ed, I promise I won't, you know. So.